What's up, gentlemen? This is Rising Phoenix Podcast, a podcast about how to rise up after your divorce. I'm your host, divorce coach, Michael Rhodes. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the show. This is episode 121. This is going to be a solo episode and I'm going to cover a few things. One being my anxiety, sort of where I'm at with that, and two being my coaching program. So let's start with the second part first, my coaching program. So for various reasons, I have decided to stop doing group coaching. I think if I'm being honest, I just lost the capacity to do that. I think I lost the ability to give my focus to folks that were in the group that were expecting my input and focus, and I just couldn't give it. Even though they were done with the program, they still had expectation that I was going to be more involved in providing coaching and feedback and advice and support. But I've been stretched thin since this new job started almost a year ago. Actually, tomorrow will be 1 year. And my ability to provide guidance was really limited. And I did hire someone, and he was a tremendous help, but that didn't really solve the problem, or it didn't provide what I think people expected, because it's my program and I'm the guy. And I think people had expectations that I would be continue to, even though they would have finished the program, that I would continue to be providing all those things that I do when they're going through the program. And I think some expectations were different than mine, and that caused some friction and stuff. But I think ultimately, the bottom line is I need to stop doing a group coaching, and I'm going to shift for now to a one-on-one type of situation. So as of right now, I'll only be taking on one, max two clients at a time. We'll still go through the program, but there will be a little bit more flexibility. There still will be assignments and videos and things that you'll have to do, but it will be under a different format. I think I'm going to utilize Marco Polo a little bit more than a Facebook group. And I may get back to doing the group coaching, but it's going to require a change in my work circumstances. And that may happen, it may not. But I'm still dedicated to providing support to people that really, truly need it, the people that are really in the depths of despair, or the people that are just lost. I think this way allows me to focus more on the people that are actively or you know, people that are really, really in need of guidance and help, and haven't learned any tools or any skills that my program teaches. So that's that. You know, there were some missteps on my part in terms of ending it, for sure. I handled it very poorly, quite frankly, and I'm trying to learn and grow from that. And I've already had a positive experience with having a difficult conversation with someone, and perhaps in the future you'll hear about that. But I'm trying to be a better man, and that trying, that fight, that desire will never go away. So, and as I posted this morning, if you follow me on Facebook, I posted that, you know, essentially your fuck ups are your greatest teacher. And that's true. You don't learn as well when you have a victory as you do when you have a failure, as when you fuck up. When you fuck up, it gives you something to analyze and look at and determine what, you know, where are my missteps here? What did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? You know, first you, like I say often, you define it. What did I do wrong? And then you can ask why. And then the next question is, you know, how do I do it differently going forward? So that's what I've done, and I'm going to continue to do. I am a human being, and I fuck up. But I refuse to, I mean, there was some initial, you know, a little bit of a down on myself, a little bit, but not much. It was more just disappointment and it needing to happen, or perhaps maybe it needed to happen a lot sooner. that's almost assuredly the case. But I was trying to hold on to this little dream. But I'm not giving up on that. It's just I'm taking a different course of action. You know, Adam Grant talks about this. He posted about it a few maybe months ago, and he talks about, you know, it's okay to pivot. It's okay to change. You're not giving up. You're just redirecting, and that's kind of what I'm doing with this. And so I'm going to redirect, and I'm going to focus on one-on-one coaching. I'm excited about that prospect. I'm going to have some announcements later in the month in terms of pricing and things of that nature, just because it's sort of the anniversary of starting coaching, and it's also going to be coming up a third anniversary of this podcast, believe it or not. Man, that's fucking crazy to me. But anyway, you'll hear that in the next couple of weeks, probably on the anniversary of the podcast. But just know that you know, I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm just changing a little bit, and I hope at least at this juncture in my life, it's for the better, and allow me to be more. I don't want to say intertwined, but I think more therapist-like. And I'm not a therapist. I'm not saying that, but just more of that type of a relationship rather than a little bit disconnected, because when you get too many people and there's too many videos to review and assignments and things of that nature, it can certainly allow me to feel disconnected to the people and to the process, but absolutely the people. So I think this is a good thing, long story short. So that's that. Onward and upward. I say it all the time and I mean it. Speaking of onward and upward, I want to talk about my anxiety. So I am doing very, very well, and I'm going to kind of go over a couple of things. I thought about maybe doing this as like just a solo standalone episode where I just talk about what I've been doing, what I've developed. Because as I said, I'm not just going to take this fucking thing lying down here. I'm going to try and come up with something. That doesn't mean that I've cured my anxiety or any kind of that bullshit. But I have I've put in a serious dent into my anxiety, and I'm in a much better place. So what did I do? What are the steps that I took to sort of face my anxiety and sort of meet it head on? Well, number one, honestly, to go back to the previous topic, is I stopped doing the group coaching because I think that was a part of my anxiety for sure. And so I made that decision, and I think that I've seen some benefits there. The other thing I've done is it's really a kind of a mindset thing. So every morning I'm writing things I'm grateful for. I'm writing affirmations and I'm writing my strengths every morning. I have an alarm on my phone to remind me to do this. I shouldn't say every morning, every week. Morning. And if I'm on the road, it is more difficult. I don't do it then because it throws my schedule all out of whack. But every morning that I am home during the week, this is what I'm doing. And I feel like this is a benefit. I also listen to every morning a inspirational, motivational type of video on YouTube. It's the same one. I could probably provide the link, but it's basically, it's not by Tony Robbins, but it's Tony Robbins speaking. Someone else took something he did and put it into a little video. I think it's like 13 minutes long. So I've been trying to do that. I've been doing that. And that's paid some dividends, some small ones. It helps you start your day with my right mindset. It's not fake. It's not phony. It allows you to sort of get into a good headspace to start your day. So that is helpful. The other thing I'm doing is I'm really, really, really listening to my body. And when I feel the stress, I absolutely stop what the fuck I'm doing and I meditate. I find a good meditation on YouTube and I take not long, 5, 10, 15 max minutes, and I meditate and I relax and I calm the fuck down. The other thing I'm doing is as I bought a smart ring, and I highly recommend this thing. It's poorly named. It's called Ring Con, which I don't know who the fuck named it, but it's poorly named, but it tracks my sleep, it tracks my stress levels, my activity, and it will show me where I'm stressed and when, And then that allows me to make some decisions as well. So, okay, I had a really stressful, that meeting was really stressful. Why was that? Was I not prepared? Was it the person? How do I handle it differently? Again, being mindful, being open, and taking a look at all these things. That has also been a benefit to me. The other thing, again, I decided I was going to attack this. How do I deal with this? What can I do? Did a lot of reading and a lot of research, and I found that there was a lot of recommendations for magnesium. Taking magnesium for anxiety actually is beneficial to help. And so I do that every night. I take, I can't remember the milligrams. I probably should have wrote it down, but just do the research. Go on the web and say how much magnesium, how much and what type, because there is two different types of magnesium, do I take for anxiety? I think that has helped as well. You know, again, the research, the studies, the data, it's all out there, and it says this can be helpful. Is it like a cure-all? Probably not. No. Is it a piece and component of all of this stuff? Yeah, I think anything, any tool that you can pick up to put in your toolbox, fucking do it. Pick it up and try it. And I don't know that it's, you know, like I said, I don't know that it's, you know, the key component here. But I do know that since I started taking that, since I've been doing all these other things, and I'm going to get to the last one, the big one, things have been better. I feel much, 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 much better. Not only do I have less panicky feelings, I also have learned how to handle it when I do. So this is the last piece. And for me, so all those other things sort of bring the volume down, I think, to make it less likely that your cup is runneth over. You know what I'm saying? So that it brings the levels down. But when sometimes those levels kick up anyway, stress happens, panic happens. So what do? So I developed this technique. I don't think it's anything earth shattering, or there's probably someone else who does something very similar, but I do the following when I start to feel a little panicky. First is I take a deep breath, and then I find something that I can see within my eyesight. And so right now I can see my laptop right there. And then I see that, I say, okay, I see my laptop, and I take a deep breath. And then I find something else that I see. I see a tripod over here, a camera tripod. Again, I take a deep breath, and then I find something else. I see the speakers and monitors in my studio. And then I take a deep breath. And then I listen for things. So I do three things that I can see. Next is three things that I can hear. So I can, right now I can hear obviously myself talking, which when you're by yourself, this is a little bit more challenging, but it's not impossible. I can hear the fan on my laptop. When I move my arms, I can hear the little jingling of my bracelets. This what this does, my understanding is, it gets you out of fight or flight. It takes you out of that that lizard brain, and it puts you in a thinking brain. I do that three times, three things that I can hear. If I'm on an airplane, then this is where typically where it happens, but sometimes in a car too. Like if I'm riding in an Uber in the backseat and it's a small car or something, I'm a big dude. So, when I do these things in those moments, it has really, really lessened. The last thing I do is feel. So I three things that I can feel. That you can easily, you know, rub your leg and feel your pants, your jeans, your sweatpants, whatever it is that you're wearing. And then could be your phone case. Could be your own skin. Like, oh, it feels kind of dry today. But breathe in between each one of these. The breath is probably a big part of the key. Deep breaths. It allows you to pause. It calms you. It soothes you. And then again, when you're focusing on things other than your nebulous, otherworldly problems, and puts you in what's really happening in reality and in the present, it takes these stress levels and just knocks them down. I have found this to be really, really helpful. I haven't had a panic attack. I've had panicky moments, or moments where I felt, again, listening to my body, where I could feel like maybe, you know, there's a tightness in my upper back, maybe, you know, or just being mindful of the situation. Like, I'm about to get on an airplane. I'm not a fan of being, like if I'm next to, I'm sandwiched in somewhere, if I have a middle seat or whatever, if I know that this is coming up, I can sort of pre-prepare myself. Like, you know, this, you know, you're going to be okay. You've taken many, you've flying many, 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 many times. You know, once you sit down, once you get settled, go through your process, you know, your deep breaths, your looks, looking for something, your hearing things and what you can feel. And it has greatly, greatly helped me. I am in a much, much better space, in, you know, mentally. And I am very, very thankful for this. And this isn't always easy to say. And if you're out there and you struggle with this, just keep working on it. But I am very, very grateful for who the fuck I am, because I didn't take this problem and go, oh, I'm off. It's fucked. I'm fucked. Everything's fucked. This is, I don't know what to do. Let me, and this is not to say that medication is bad, but let me go run and get some medication. If you need medication, go fucking get it. I'm not judging that, but I'm saying rather than doing that, I decided, okay, what the fuck can I do to solve this problem? Now, that doesn't mean it's forever solved. I'm never going to have another panic attack. I'm never going to have stress or feel panicky. Doesn't mean that, but I had a problem and I said, how can I fucking fix it? And I have many problems and I'm not done, but I am a resilient motherfucker. And so if I can do it, anybody can do it. Just make the intention, I'm going to do this. And I'll briefly talk about, because I got a 1 o'clock meeting. I'll briefly talk about another victory, another moment of setting the intention. And that is, I'm talking with someone and I went on a date with someone and, something occurred, not a big thing, but a thing that probably like that in the past I would have ignored not talked about, but something occurred, not a bad thing. I promise you eventually I'll get into the details, but I won't now. And I had the difficult conversation that I didn't really want to have. I just, because I set the intention, I don't want to be a person who avoids things. Now, again, this doesn't mean that I've fucking fixed it or I'm never going to flake out again in terms of not having a difficult conversation, but I set the intention. I don't want to be like this. I want to be able to face my fears, my worries, my anxieties, and do something about it. I'm not going to keep fucking just complaining about where I am and making no changes. So if you're out there, just set the intention, whatever the big thing is in your life that you're really, really struggling with, whether that be loneliness, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, just set the intention. I'm going to figure this out, and then read and listen to things and implement things. All of these problems that we have, they are all, I don't want to say fixable because that might be a little bit strong, but they are certainly manageable. And we don't have to keep going through life and having the same things continue to happen to us. We can make change. It is fucking possible. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. People don't change, bullshit. People that have the intention to change can change. And that's true of every fucking human being. So take some joy, I suppose, in my victories. I haven't won the war, so to speak, I don't think, but I've won some battles. And you can do the same. It just takes intention and effort. And like my last guest said, perhaps some courage. So that's all I got. This is a quick one, but I wanted to give you an update. I do have another one recorded with Dr. Erica Ellis. I recorded that one while I was on the road. I think if you follow me on Facebook, you've seen that I posted a picture of the new backdrop that I got for the road for when I'm in hotels. So I can hopefully continue to record these things regardless of my work schedule. So I'm excited about getting one out. I thought it was a really good episode and it touches a lot. Well, it's all about, you know, how to deal with kids if you have them and divorce, and how do you manage that, and how do you navigate it? And it's a good one, I think. And then it'll be out probably next week. This one will come out, I think, today, the 6th of November of 2023, but it might not be till the 7th. We'll see. So, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. You know how to find me at this point. And just don't give up. Onward and upward is something that I say, and I fucking mean it. Until next time, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. Since my separation in July of 2019, I have done an incredible amount of work on myself. I've had many different therapists, life coaches, and went through different programs. I've taken all that I've learned and put it into my own program called Forged by Fire. If you are interested in having me help you navigate your divorce, please hit my website, risingphoenixdivorcecoach.com. I look forward to working with you.